Welcome to another episode of Making Magic with your host, Bradley Morris from Magic Media. This is the go-to show for purpose-driven creators to get inspired with innovative new ideas to produce your educational content, build thriving online communities, and turn your message into a movement.
Welcome to the Magic Mind. Today's mini sermon is just entrepreneurship is so tough. It's a hard game to be playing, you know? So much easier to just go out and get a job and do something that we don't like. Actually, no, that sounds way worse than doing what we're doing. This is actually way better and easier. It's been really fun and fascinating to be doing our ads campaigns for Magic Kids. And we're getting a great response. So we've spent about half of our $14,000 ad spend so far. And we still haven't got all of our ads out there. We would be further along if we didn't have to pivot because Meta kicking us off. But, you know, we're doing pretty good with our views. One of the really neat things with our stats is like a bunch of our videos that have, you know, 15, 20,000 views like here, the watch time percentage is up over 90%, meaning like out of those 20,000 people, the majority are watching at least 90% of the videos. This little one right here, Play University, has been our top performer so far, which is so fun because that one, my son Soren, he absolutely crushed it. That was the best one yet. And we stopped paying for ads money with that one about a week ago. And it's had over 50,000 organic plays since we did that. And we've had a couple hundred subscribers as a result of this one video, which you can see in the back office of it. So that's been really fun. We've been getting lots of clicks. We're paying less than a dollar per click through to our app page. Unfortunately, because we didn't have what's called an SDK on time for doing these, we can't directly send traffic, and due to the nature of working with kids content, we can't send them straight to the app store. So we had to build this landing page, which I think is a nice landing page. It says all the things, but we've got these heat maps. We're using this program called Mouseflow where we can see how people navigate the website. And it's been so fascinating to see how humans scroll the website. They come here, they watch a video, they come to the website, and then they go like this. And then they're gone. And it's so fast the way people are going through. So we're like, okay, we got a lot of words here. So what do we need to do? Yesterday, we had a big meeting around like, how do we make this a more visual page so that it's more exciting to look at and give people say what we're saying, but do it through visuals. So our designer, Sarah, right now is doing a whole new design of the page to see if showing a whole bunch of like the story covers and the music covers and all the different things, just like really showing them what it is rather than telling them what it is. Because we could say all the fancy words we want that we think invoke what it is that we're trying to do and that we imagine are going to drive traffic to the app store to get people to download it and fall in love with the app. But if people aren't reading the fancy words we're writing, then what's the next thing? We got to make sure that it's more visual. So that's our next step right now. While we're continuing on with the ads and trying to narrow it down to our top ad. And basically what we're going to figure out at the end of this whole month-long experiment with the or two-month-long experiment with the ads is like, what is our number one ad? And then that ad will just stay on and we'll just put in money every single day to keep that ad going, to keep driving traffic so that we can keep refining this particular step in the journey. We've refined a bunch of steps that when people go, say, to the app store and they download the app, we've done a bunch of refining with our onboarding processes. Oh, that doesn't want to connect right now. To be creating all of this energy around the ads and then to just see like it is literally a pipeline that we're sending people through and to be aware of like each step is so crucial. And this goes the same for like anybody. If we've, you know, we've got a funnel that we're doing for a workshop or a webinar, and I've just recently signed up for somebody's email list, and it's just like I'm getting bombarded by all these emails that I have no desire to read. And so the question is like, what is the workaround there? How do we reach people who clearly are interested in what we have to say and what we have to share, but how do we get to them in a way that's going to resonate with them, that doesn't take up all their time, and so that they can get the goods that they're looking for straight away? So that is like, that's our mission right now with Magic Kids, is cracking that code. We have an amazing product. The people that are in there are giving us incredible feedback, and we're just now improving the each step of the pipeline to take people from watching a comedy video to becoming a subscriber and super fan in the fewest number of steps possible. And there's, you know, this is not going to be something that we solve by the end of the month. This is something that hopefully by the end of the year, we've really dialed this in, and it's a lot smoother than what it is. Because when we launched the app, we thought everything was great. We're like, this is awesome. And then we just kept seeing, when we're looking at all the numbers, we're like, well, this doesn't make sense. It's like, why are so many people not, or why are so many people downloading the app but not choosing one of our paid plans? We're like, oh, there was like an option to skip plans. So of course everybody's going to skip plans. So we had to redesign that whole onboarding experience, redesign the verification process. Like it's wild. It's wild stuff. And this is for everybody's business. You know, you're creating a signature workshop. That signature workshop, you have to keep improving every single time you create a product. You have to keep improving it, keep making it better. If you have a newsletter, how do you keep making it better based on the data that we're seeing? You know, the open rates, the click-through rates. Are people actually responding to what it is that we're sharing? If we can listen and tune in, we can just keep making little micro tweaks that eventually make it better and better and easier for people to enroll themselves into our ecosystem. So that's my head banging journey these days. But we're getting places, and we're seeing results. And I don't, I've done a lot of launches. We've invested a ton of money into this company, and I don't feel stressed about it. I feel like this is just, I know where we're going. I know that we're going to succeed. There's amazing partnerships unfolding right now, and I feel like how we'll find our success is more through these like business to business relationships, where we have one partner that gets us in front of 100,000 customers,
Yeah.
and that feels more true than the business to customer approach of just trying to get 100,000 individuals to come join the app. It feels a lot easier to just leverage relationships, which is my jam. And I'm excited to see where that goes by the end of the year. You know, our objective, number one objective right now, is to find 10 of these strategic partnerships. Right now, we have two in the queue that are hopefully going to sign in the next 21 to 30 days. And if we get 10 of those, then Magic Kids will be very profitable, and we'll be winning the game and can do a lot of creative stuff with all of our pool of artists, because we have a couple hundred artists in our pool. So that's the game that we're playing right now. It's annoying, and at the same time, it's kind of fun. It does feel like a game. Here's the ad.
Class, welcome to Play University! Today we're gonna unlock the power of play!
I'd rather unlock the power of a good nap.
First, we're gonna pretend we're in a castle surrounded by dragons! I see we need an easier game. We're now gonna play a game called This Is Not a Banana! Watch and learn. Love rays! Zing, zing, zing! Your turn, Mom!
This is a banana.
Dad.
It's a boomerang.
Oh.
That was kind of fun.
This is a challenging case. We're gonna have to bring out the big guns.
Magic Kids, audio stories, music, and imagination meditations.
And fun activities too.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Making Magic Podcast with your host, Bradley T. Morris from Magic Media. If you're inspired to leverage your life's work by crafting your transformational, educational, and inspirational media, thriving online community, profitable membership, or to turn your message into a movement, then head on over to magicmedia.com. That's M-A-J-I-K media.com and explore what our partnership opportunities have to offer you and your beautiful business.